Ralph Sostolamacchia is Senior Catering Sales Manager at the Hilton DoubleTree Suites in Boston, Cambridge, and he's here to give us some insight about planning our weddings and events and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you, Charlotte?
Good. Tell us about your position as Senior Catering Sales Manager.
Well, here at the hotel, I basically am in charge of the social catering market, which involves weddings, bar mitzvahs, other types of social events. So I actually solicit business. I answer solicitations from people that are looking to do an event here at the hotel. We talk about it. I send them information, bring them in to see the hotel, sit and talk with them, see what their plans are, what their visions are, and hopefully book their event here at the hotel.
How did you get involved with doing this?
Well, actually, I was in nutrition for a long time in the medical field. And when my daughter was about to apply to colleges, I was looking for some part-time work. And I had worked in restaurants and hotels when I was in college and picked up a part-time job as a waiter, as a server at a hotel in Boston. And completely fell in love with it and needed a career change and begged the general manager to hire me. And after nagging him for about 6 months, the position became available, and they gave me a shot, and I've been doing that ever since, about 15 years.
Has there been an increase in catering events for gay and lesbian weddings?
There really has. Since 2004, I did my first gay wedding at the hotel I was at formerly, 2 months after the law came into effect legalizing gay marriages. At first, there was a lot of inquiries, then it kind of slowed down a little bit. And over the past few years, it's really increased a lot. We get a lot of inquiries for it. I've done 4 or 5 weddings this year that were gay weddings, and over the years, I've probably done 30.
What's the average cost of a wedding?
Well, at this hotel, costs can vary quite a bit. It can be anywhere from about $8,000 to up to $50,000 for a wedding, and that really is based on how many guests you have at the wedding, your menu choices, your room enhancements. There's a lot of things that go into a wedding, as you all know, but it really depends on what you actually want to do, what type of event you want to have. If you want it very elaborate, well, it'll cost more money. And quite often, a lot of times, my chef, Steve Ali, and I will customize a wedding package to meet the needs of the couple. So it really does greatly differ in the price.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I believe that every person regardless of their sexual orientation, their nationality, their religious beliefs, or physical or mental restrictions. I truly believe that. I believe that my entire life, that everyone really should be treated equally. So it's really important to me that gay couples receive the same treatment when they come into the hotel to have a wedding. I remember when it first became a law that it was legal, I would have couples call me and say, I have a question I'm inquiring about a wedding, but do you allow gay weddings at your hotel? And I was really shocked to hear that a lot of other hotels in the city were actually turning away gay couples because of their sexual orientation, and I thought that was crazy. Well, I went to my general manager when the question was asked to me, and I said, you know, we're okay with doing gay weddings here at the hotel. And he said, of course we are. It doesn't matter to us. And, you know, I met with my staff, actually, because, you know, there was a lot of bickering and people would be making jokes. And I met with them and had about an hour-long kind of orientation with them to question them to see if they were comfortable working a gay wedding. And it was just very surprising to me how open all of the people that worked at the hotel were to it. And it was a big deal. The first couple that we had, it was a real big deal for the hotel. And the word got out there and they became very popular. I would say maybe 15-20% of our weddings were gay weddings.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
First off, I'd like to see the country adapt its laws on marriage equality across the board in all 50 states. It's clearly time for that. The general population supports it, and I really feel that it's 2014, and let's move on.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens continue to take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, I guess my advice to them would be that they should speak up first and foremost. I think they should really reach out to their parents, as difficult as that may be. Siblings are really important. I think teachers, clergy, you know, keeping things inside could lead to disaster. And they need to know that it's okay to be different. it's healthier to accept who you are, and they should just learn to embrace their uniqueness and their diversity.
How can people get information about doing an event at DoubleTree?
Well, they can actually visit our website, and the website is bostoncambridgesuites.doubletree.com. They could always call the hotel, they could call me directly, or they could just drop by the hotel. The hotel staff could contact me or someone else in my absence to show them the property and give them the wedding packages and things like that.
What projects are you working on now?
Well, with respect to the hotel, the projects that I'm working on, I'm trying to get out there more and to solicit some more business for the hotel. We're really a hidden gem. We have beautiful ballrooms. We have the Scullers Jazz Club, where your wedding will be, Charlotte, here at the hotel, which is really beautiful. It's the top 100 jazz clubs in the country. It's been here forever and ever and ever. It's very well known. Our ballrooms, like I said, are beautiful. We have a gorgeous rooftop venue, which is called Over the Charles, and it's open to the public, and it's open for private functions as well. So my thing is to bring the amount of events here at the hotel to a much greater level, because it had slacked off a bit. I've only been here for a year at this property, and I'm trying to get it back up to where it was.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I guess I want them to ask me why I do this, because, you know, buying a wedding at a hotel is a little bit different than buying a suit at Macy's. I'd want them to know that how personal I take it. If they're going to entrust me with this huge day, they need to know how important it is for me. It's not all about the money. It's a personal thing. I want them to know how humbled I am when they choose our hotel and me to host their day. And I'm committed to really making it happen for them. And nothing would make me happier than for them to get in their car and be pulling away from the hotel the day after their wedding or any event and say, gee, I'm really glad I chose that place, and I'm glad we worked with Paul because he really got what we were trying to do.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, Charlotte, I do. Robert Kennedy once said, progress is a nice word, but change is its motivator, and change has its enemies. And belonging to the LGBT community, I think it's really important that we, as a community, realize that we can all talk about progress, but it really is just a word, and we have to change people's minds. We have to change some of the things we do to motivate us to really change the world.